Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing awareness Radio, enhancing awareness with clarity.
Peace, peace, family. We are now live. We are now live. Brother Rich, Brother Joseph in the building. Want to thank everybody for joining us. We're about to get started in a second. Oh, somebody said, Divine Goddess said, got my wine. Okay, Divine Goddess got her wine. That's what's up. Y'all ready? All right. You're going to have a good show. I want y'all to get comfortable. It's a Friday night. What was that? The Equinox. That was yesterday, right? Do you know?
I believe so. The Equinox. What's today's date? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about the dates no more. Date the 23rd. Well, I don't know what the date is no more. It's just Thursday. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday was the equinox. Okay. All right, so it's a new energy has been ushered in, family. I hope y'all are good in the chat. War Moon, what's good, my brother? All right, shout out to everybody else in the chat. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Settle in. Want people to load into the room. We're going to get to a quick commercial, and then we'll be right. Let me see what else going on in the chat. Yeah, we're going to get your pen and papers ready. Pen and paper. It's going to be a magical show. You know, Brother Yosef, he one of the baddest when it comes to this magic. You a cold dude with this magic.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So, all right, family. We're going to get to the commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Sacred Tree. This is Stardust Jewelry for the Collective. All of our pieces are spiritually downloaded, handcrafted, and created with the love and healing powers of our set. We pride ourselves on using nothing but the best crystals, 14-karat gold, and sterling silver to highlight the conductivity of this alchemical process. So many superpowers for us to tap into, and the crystals are here to help you. I always say whatever crystal you choose, it chooses you at the same time. It's a symbiotic relationship. So feel free to tap into the sacredtree.life, see what we have to offer. Rock.
It's the numeral facial session with King Diamond. Text your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. That's 347-496-1022. And get my book on Amazon now.
Oh, Sunday, October 9th in Stone Mountain Village from 2 to 7 p.m. Papa, I swear, crazy ass. The Red Pillar will be in Stone Mountain. Get your tickets through Linktree/King Diamond, the numeral beta, or text now at 347-496-1022. Get your tickets now.
Hey there. Had a bad dream? I have dreams too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Tale of Petey and the Forest on Amazon today.
All right. Another announcement for those who are signed up to my text service, where I text you before the show. I'm handling a couple of things right now with the company. Give me about a week and to be back up. So some of y'all might not be getting texts from me at this time, but give me about a week so I can get that together, and everybody will be getting text messages again, notifications from me that I'm going live. All right, family. So I know some people coming in late. We got almost 1,000 people in here already, so I know y'all excited. Brother Yosef, my friend, welcome back.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Indeed. Man, we both recently moved. We both running around. It's good to be on the show with you, my brother. It's good to experience this paradigm shift in time with you, my brother, and have you on the show. We're going to have a great show tonight. I like that hat, man. What team is that? That hat.
This is Texans.
Oh, that's
Texans. You know, I'm down here. I'm trying to blend in, man. It's funny when I landed. When I had the lecture in Atlanta, when I landed, I went to go get my rental car, and it's weird, man. When negative energy around, it's around. You know what I'm saying? So real quick, what happened was, me and my homeboy, my right hand man, we walking to go get our car, and like these two Atlanta dudes that started cursing us out. You know what I'm saying? Well, F you New York niggas, man, and I'm like, what is it? You know what I'm saying? So I try to keep it low. I don't want no smoke. I just got my tags transferred over. So I'm like, I'm going to make people think I live down here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to blend in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. They the South. They sometimes they get they got some animosity towards the.
Yeah, nation. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
I don't know. You know, it is what it is, man. But listen, family. We're dealing with the elemental magic today, fam. Elemental magic. I know. What would you define, Brother Yosef, before we get started? What would you define as elemental magic for those who are curious about the title of the show?
That's a good question, man. To really define elemental magic is, because most people think it's got to do with earth, air, fire, water. No. To really define elemental magic is a person who can take the elements of a thing, which is pieces of a thing, aspects of a thing, and use it to create something.
Mm.
Hip hop is one of those has its own elements. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's elemental magic. If you want to hit records, tap into the, you know what I'm saying, the energy of the elements of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things have their own elements. You know, I just threw hip hop out there. That's what everybody knows. Five elements of hip hop, but there's elements to a lot of things. You know, including hidden and the things that are inside of our body. There's elements inside of our body. Elements outside of our body. So. What elemental magic really is a person who can take aspects of a thing and use it to transform or to create something, you know, whether it's in the physical world or the spiritual world. You know what I mean? We automatically think elemental magic is earth, air, fire, water, you know, a spirit. And that's true, but there are different levels to information. You know what I'm saying? Different levels of things. You know, like we talk about the gods, right? The gods also represent certain elements, right? But at the same time, some people leave it there. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what level you want. But as you go up higher, you realize there's other elements to the God. You know what I mean? We are gods on the physical level. Now, the gods up there may look at us like we fake. Them dudes down there look at the holographic universe. They're not even real. You know what I'm saying? We the real ones, but we say that they fake. You know what I'm saying? And there's really no gods in this formula. But if that's what level you want, it's a formula. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that because formulas are also the elements to create formulas. So that's really what I define as what the elements are. Elements are just aspects of things that you can use to create something. That's how you would tap into elemental magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what that is.
Indeed. Let me ask you, since you mentioned what, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are curious about the, you know, the earth, the air, the water, the fire. In terms of magic and in terms of water, why do some people say leave some water under your bed when you go to sleep? What's the science behind that?
So the science behind that is water can tend to absorb the energy of the surroundings. You know what I mean? Because it's intelligent. So if you put music, a speaker box, which is outside of the actual water itself, and you put the vibrations through the air, the water will pick up the frequency of heavy metal or hip-hop or classical music, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sick or if you have bad spirits in your aura, it's funny because the aura looks like water. You know what I mean? The aura actually looks like water. If you have bad spirits in your aura, the water can kind of pull some of that out. But I wouldn't even recommend a person putting water under their bed. If they have, like, bad spirits or they're sick, I would tell them to put an egg, actually. Get you an egg and stick it under your bed. And that egg, because it's a cell, you know, cells absorb energy as well. So an egg is actually a cell that you can hold in your hand, something but a big cell. You can actually put that egg under your bed and it'll actually absorb the negative energy. You know what I'm saying? And if you have a headache, if you have, like, get an egg and rub the egg all over your body, and you can even crack the egg after about an hour, the egg will be, like, it'll be black stuff in the egg.
Yeah.
I've seen this in my own eyes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I had to start earlier this year, and, you know, it never went away 100%, but somebody told me to put an egg on it, and I thought that was the weirdest thing. I said, wow, what would an egg do to a star? But you're saying the egg absorbs, huh?
Yes, egg absorbs. That's an old hoodoo spell as well, you know what I'm saying, for people who practice hoodoo. That's an old hoodoo spell. You would take an egg, and you would leave it under somebody's bed for a month while they're sick, and they will pull the sickness out of their body. And or even if they have a hexed curtain. Now, some hexes and curses are so bad, they'll feel egg is going to do it. It depends on how what thing you got on you. But as far as sickness, yes, they can pull that right out of your body. Stick that right under somebody's bed, and it will pull the sickness or a bad aura energy off of somebody. You know what I mean? It's a good way to give yourself a quick cleanse. Just make sure you don't use that egg after throw that thing away.
Throw
that thing away.
Yeah, wow. So what about when people use, like, I think they put salt on the floor in their house?
Yes.
That,
about?
So the salt on the floor is mostly about, once again, absorption. But that's also, you got to remember, salt is also iron. So when you're dealing with a low vibrational spirit, for some reason they just hate iron. It hurts them. You know what I mean? It's funny because you're talking about elements, the elementals, the so-called gnomes and fairies and the sylphs and all the, you know, the different elements. They actually can be harmed as well by iron. You know what I'm saying? So if you're trying to do fairy magic or if you're dealing with some type of elf magic or something, you don't want to wear a lot of iron. You know what I'm saying? Even if you got too much iron in your system, they won't even come around. It's something about that vibration that can literally melt their skin. They don't like it. So when you throw this stuff in the corner, that can actually block negative elementals. You know, some people ask, like, what's a negative elemental, Brother Yosa? You do have the dark elements, which I've never talked about before on YouTube, but you do have the dark elements. Everybody know what the other elements are. Let's say a fire, water, spirit. But you do have a flip side of that called the dark elements, you know. Let's say empathics know what that is. They know what they're about. But those dark elements are used to transmute the energy of chaos into something that you can use. You know what I'm saying? So when you are actually a magician, you just can't be having chaos, because it can destroy you over time. It's just a fact. We know what chaos really is, but chaos is chaos, and it has to be used, right? It has to be used or used. So to go back to your original question, when you throw that sheet off in the corner, the negative element, it harms them as well. And for people who don't know the negative elemental is, you know when they're around your house, because for some reason on your street or around your house that day, you see dead animals. You have a bunch of, you know, I'm pretty sure people have been outside and seen, like, neighbors' houses are, it's like dead squirrels outside, dead birds in the yard for no reason. You know what I'm saying? The lights in the houses keep going out for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Lightning strikes. It's just a bunch of dogs around the neighborhood fighting people and chasing. That's all the signs of a negative elemental. And Dr. Delbert Blair, shout out to the great grandmaster, he gave a very powerful ritual away. I'll just tell y'all here because it actually works. I give it to people to this day. I've used it myself, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like an atomic bomb for negative energy. Mm. And Dr. Blair called it the Oregon Blacks. You know, I can't remember the sister he was with that he was talking about this with, but the Oregon Blast is something you would take sea salt and put it inside of a pan, and you would take that pan and you would put the, you know, make the sea salt into like a small amount, probably like this big or a little smaller. Mm-hmm. You would take some rubbing alcohol and put the alcohol on the actual sea salt, and then you would light it on fire. And when you light it on fire, this thing has a 2-mile radius of destroying negative energy.
Wow.
It's like an atomic bomb. But I will warn people that the entities that you drive away with that, they will come back and be looking to figure out who did that. You know what I'm saying? Because spirits deal with territories. You know what I'm saying? It's a territorial thing to them. So if you have a negative elemental hanging around, they've probably been around here for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And for somebody just to blast them away and make them leave their area, they don't like that. So attacks to, like, I always tell people don't do this when your life gets so bad, where it's like your money messed up, your relationship messed up. Dead animals in front of your house. I mean, everything in your life is going bad. Hit them with an Oregon blast from around your house and watch everything flip and change. For those who I gave that to, they know what that is.
That's like hitting them with a grenade, huh?
I'm telling you, brother, it works. Talk to Dr. Blair for that. That thing works. I've been using that for years. Mm. For years.
Shout out to the spirit of Dr. Russell Blair.
Absolutely. Y'all check.
Wonderful, wonderful soul. Wonderful soul.
Absolutely.
Way ahead of its time.
Absolutely. Definitely an early crystal chop. Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brother Yosef. So we going in, we started out real fast. People loving it. You know they're gonna ask. I don't know if you wanna share it or not, or if you wanna give them a tease, touch on a little bit with the dark elementals. Can you wanna
I don't wanna give it too much away because the people don't know how to use it. Let me tell you something about. I got nothing against the left-hand path. Y'all know this brother Yosef.
Yeah.
I call myself a middle path for years. I have a video called How to Evolve in the Left-Hand Path right on my YouTube channel. For those who don't know. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with the left if you know how to use it.
Mm.
But people who play with it, you can't play with that type of stuff. It's not meant to be no magic that's meant to play with it. You know what I'm saying? But when you're dealing with the energy of destruction, or I don't want to call it destruction. When you're dealing with the energy of chaos, you have to really know how to transmute that energy. And that's just a fact, because over time, it can bother you. It can bother you. So if you are just playing with the left-hand path and you don't really understand what that is, and I'm talking on a lower level because I know some people say, there's no left-hand path. There's no right-hand path. Yeah, that's true. But for people who don't know, for people who don't understand, the left-hand path, yes, it's chaos, but you have to learn how to transmute it. And if you know about them elements on the other side, and you're playing with it, it's not hard to know. All you got to do is pick up a basic, go get chaos magic by Phil Hunt. You know what I'm saying? Go get the chaos magic. It's right there. You know what I'm saying? Or at least a couple of the elements. But chaos is the energy. You know what I'm saying? Like in, on the other side of the elements, we call it spirit. You know what I'm saying? We call it spirit. And that's what the fifth element is. So the fifth element is chaos. But at the same time, you got to know those other elements are to merge them together to get it to do what you want to do, family. I don't want to touch too much on it because I'll tell you, I give information away, and people just, they do it the wrong way, family, brother. You won't believe some of the stuff I gave out. And I'm like, why'd you do that? Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, the elements do exist, family. And I'll give y'all a secret. They actually talk about it in here. The secret teaching of all ages. Manly P. Hall, yep. One of the legendary books.
Right.
And it's funny because they even got a section in here. Elements and their inhabitants. Right? And it says a number of authorities are of the opinion that many of the gods worshipped by pagans were elementals. For some of these invisibles were believed to be a commanding stature and magnificent deportment. The Greeks gave the name demon to these elements. Demon. Mm. So a lot of times when you hear the term demon, you're talking about elementals, right? So that's why I tell people all demons are not bad. It depends on what you're dealing with and how you're dealing with it, right? But they talk about it in here that they gave some of the terms demon to the elementals, and that's why you watch the movie Constantine. If you guys seen that before. Mm-hmm. Not Constantine, I'm sorry. Well, that's Constantine too, but Ghost Rider. The movie Ghost Rider, all the demons were an aspect of elements. One of them was earth, one of them was air, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But no, that's what that is, fam. So if y'all want to know the answer, that will make y'all work for it. Go get this book. And the answer's right in there. Right in there. Mm-hmm. But it's important that we learn what the elements are, Fanny, because if a person considers himself a magician, which I have met some who can't name all the elements, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, you got to learn the elements. You got to know what the chakras are because the elements affect the chakras. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand what that is and how those things work. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tell people to start with some simple stuff of magic, simple magic, so you can learn the basics and then move forward, because the secret and the occult secret of elements is that there's nothing outside of it. All the elements are inside the body. And Mantak Chia talks about that in his book. That's why I tell people that. And I ask them, did you read Mantak Chia? They'll say no. Some people do. I give them credit. But the Mantak Chia book shows you how to use the elements in your body. And it's funny because when he points to the element, they all end up like a pentagram in your body, the energy. So if you want to affect fire outside of your body, you ought to learn how to hold that fire mudra. And you got to understand what the fire represents in your body, which is the heart. You got to understand what that means. You got to know how to transmute the energy in your heart. What emotions attach to the energy in your heart? You know what I'm saying? What emotions attach to the energy in your heart, and how does that affect the fire on the outside of your body? You know what I'm saying? Or the fire on the outside of your body. I have a book. Well, it's an e-book form now, but I'm going to be bringing out a 100-page book, a bigger version of it.
Okay.
And this is not for sale, fam, but I got the I took the ebook and I printed it out just to show people. And there's a section here in the ebook where I actually show one of the actual fire to turn into a bird.
Okay.
And actually talk about how I did it right here in the book and everything. And you know, we talked about that movie recorded live movie. And I talked about how to utilize that and do that in the book. So if you can practice your fire element by knowing the right mudra, the right emotion, and use it like that. I also have a video on my Patreon where I was getting clouds to disappear and stuff like that. That's working on your air element. talk to Dr. Blair. I used to touch him for, once again, Dr. Blair, you know, who was my favorite. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Blair, use a technique from him, and I was able to get clouds to disappear. And that's how you want to practice your air element. You know what I'm saying? Practice your air element. But you need to know the right emotion for these things. So that's how that happens, family. That's how you need to work the element. Understand they're inside your body first before they're on the outside of the body.
You know, it's funny you say that the elements are inside our bodies. The other day I was just I was just listening to somebody talk, because I'm a Virgo, and somebody was talking about Virgos, and they were talking about how we represent Earth. And in my mind, I was like, you know, they say Virgos represent Earth. In my deep inside, I feel like fire. Like I always feel like I can feel the fire burning in me. Like I feel you know, electric, and I'm used like in that correlates with the heart. And I deal a lot with my heart, like a whole lot. Like I'm, people know me, they don't hear me, they feel me. They feel my heart when I talk. So that makes a lot of sense. You know, that makes a whole lot of sense.
I'm gonna tell you why, bro. Because you're doing what you're passionate about.
Yeah,
you're doing. I do what I'm passionate about. I love teaching. I love talking about metaphysics and I go. I love talking about business. I do and I do things that I'm passionate about. You do music. You do this show. You're bringing people down to earth.
Right.
You know, you're bringing people to level with information. You provide a platform, which is earth, to actually allow people to come on and let them get information. So, yeah, you are a true Virgo, you know, in all the senses of the word. And that fire you feel is definitely your passion, brother.
Indeed.
That's the passion that you have. Everybody don't feel that passion. You know what I mean? That's one of the biggest things that we're supposed to do in life is find our passion. Some people don't understand that.
Yeah. Truly, truly a blessing. I'm thankful for. I want to. It's such a great conversation so far. I want to talk to you about something Bobby Hemmett used to do. Since you mentioned rubbing alcohol earlier, and we're talking about elementals. Bobby Hemmett, before he started a lecture, he would have some alcohol and he would spit it four ways. Now I haven't really seen anybody else do it. I've probably seen one or two other cats do that. What's the science behind Bobby having alcohol? Something that the vegans tell us to stay away from. And I understand why. Alcohol, you know, it's a lot of lives got destroyed because of alcohol.
Right.
But the magicians use it. So talk to me about why would a magician or cultist like Bobby spit it four ways?
Yeah, when Bobby was doing that, the teacher Bobby Hemmett was doing that, he was actually opening a portal. He was actually opening, he was spitting four ways to actually open a gateway. And the reason why you would use alcohol, because, you know, most people know alcohol is also called spirits, right? Alcohol is called spirits. And also, alcohol has something in it called ether. You know what I'm saying? It has ether in it. So when you spit these four ways and you call these people out, they can actually hear it. You open the portal, it can actually allow them to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the science of what Bobby was doing when he was doing that. But we all need to practice that. If we don't do the and I used to do that for years. I used to get up in the morning, go next to my ancestor altar, and pour our support into a plant every morning. So they have a little plant.
Alcohol? You pour the alcohol in
not
the plant?
Alcohol, I'm sorry, not alcohol, but water.
Where did you get that plant? It's wrong.
So, but I used to give our shade to water, you know what I'm saying, and water my plants, you know, calling my ancestors our shade, the gods our shade, or the ascended masters our shade. I used to do that every morning. I did the alcohol thing a few times, but it just felt better to me to do the water thing. So I should give our shade through the water, you know what I'm saying? It's something that we all do. You know, even the brothers on the corner pouring stuff out for the homies and stuff like that. There's something that's in our DNA that goes all the way back. Now, like I said, you should do that every day just to line your energy up. But you should also give thanks every day. Giving thanks every day, like I do on my Instagram, I give thanks to the element of the day. You know, so today was Friday. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the element?
And I give thanks to the God of genius. And I always give thanks to the five elements. I give thanks to the five elements. And when you do that acknowledgement, because everything you just called out lives inside in the quantum world. And when you do that, you line yourself up for that day. You line yourself up with that energy for the day. It's a great way to allow the gods to work with you for that day and protect you and allow all the energy. This is the shamanistic practice. The shamans of old and the shamans today still do this today. They give things to the plastic bottle in the room in the corner. They give things to everything. You know what I mean? And they line themselves up to those elements of the day. So that's kind of where I get that practice from. But that's a very powerful practice that Brother Bobby was doing. And, hopefully we'll see more people doing it. I think some people still do it, but hopefully we'll see more people doing it. But if it's not the alcohol, we definitely do the water or something. Give thanks to the man. That's every day, family.
Besides the portal that Bobby was opening, when you have the alcohol, they said that, you know, alcohol, another name for alcohol was spirits. Is there a particular spirit that comes alive when you drink a particular alcohol, like say rum or tequila or cognac? Are those particularly different spirits that we use for different occasions?
Yeah, usually your higher self that's performing the ceremony. But usually, depending on what spiritual system you're dealing with, it could be Papa Legba, the crossroad keeper. It could be Ilegwa.
I'm sorry. The reason why I asked that, because I noticed black people gravitate toward a little different alcohol than white people. So I'm like, why niggas like energy
right.
so much, and why white people like this, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, because the stronger the alcohol, the stronger the spirit. You know what I'm saying? The stronger the spirit you can call down. Like, and voodoo, you know, if you don't got that strong stuff, they don't want it. That's a lot of deities like that. Some deities prefer, like the Egyptian gods, they don't got to have strong. A lot of them like wine. They like wine, you know what I'm saying? Some of the goddesses like Oshun. She likes a good moscato every now and then.
Mm.
But every now and then she likes some fire liquor too. You know what I'm saying? Some of the other gods, Shiva, or hard liquor. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, a lot of the gods, they different. They like that stuff. But some of them, they'll say, hey, you give me a red wine. Give me a red wine. Give me some moscato when I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Give me some Moscato when I'm good. So they all different, but the stronger the liquor, the stronger the spirit. You can pull it down. So, but yeah, that's usually why people do it, for those different reasons. They're trying to open up something stronger, pull something stronger down. Because if you want to deal with Papa Legba or Ilegwa, they're going to want some powerful rum. You know what I'm saying? The strongest rum there is.
Right.
Or Baron Samedi, he wants the strongest rum with some peppers in it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's how I go, man. That's how I go.
Jeez. Let's talk about wind, or the god Shu. What is it, god or goddess Shu? Is that a god or a goddess?
God Shu.
A lot of people have the practice that when the wind is blowing, they may be still and they just absorb the wind and they say it's speaking to you, it's talking to you, and if you're just calm and you're still, you can receive the message from the wind. So talk to me about the wind giving us a certain message. How true is that?
The wind deals with the intellectual energy. But also, it deals with, water and air deals with this, deals with psychic energy. The water and the air deals with the psychic energy. So if you really want to pick up those energies and those messages from the wind, you got to really be tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to really understand how the lungs operate with the energy outside. You have to know how to breathe correctly. Breathing correctly with the wind. Sometimes you can get the wind to breathe with you. You can get the wind to move with you. It's all about understanding how to work that energy inside your body. And the air element goes like this. So if you work learning, if you're doing breathing exercises, you shouldn't be doing this. The home, which is the most basic one people do. You should be doing this. You should be working on that air element. And I've said this before, but one thing that I love that Mantar Chia does is he has the smiling down technique. Well, you would smile and you would take all the energy that the smile is giving you and you push it down into your throat. You know, then you push it down into your lungs and push it into your spleen. Push that smile energy into your stomach area, into your liver, into your heart. You push it all around and charge up your elements. That's something that should be done on a daily basis. The less advanced ritual can also do that, but that's something that should be done on a daily basis. So that's what the wind energy is. If you're really rocking with the wind energy, you should be a person that can pick up information really quick.
Mm.
Not just download, but just information. You should be a very intellectual person. You know what I'm saying? Most like how a lot of Geminis are very smart. They tend to be very smart, you know, very, very intellectual. But also, you should be to a degree psychic. You should have some type of psychic ability to you to really understand how to make that work. So that's probably how the air element works.
Mm-hmm. In terms of when people take showers, like I know a lot of people talk about ideas. A lot of people take showers or they'll run bubble baths just so they could tap into that flow state. And it's like they automatically get that aha moment when they're in the bubble bath or when they shower and they get like this breakthrough. So what's happening when a person's in the shower or a person is taking a bubble bath that they have that aha moment?
Yeah, so pretty much that water element, just hearing water calm people down, you know what I'm saying? And also, when you got water crashing against, like, natural things like rocks or just moving a lot, you're actually producing orgone energy. So this is why when you go sit near the river or the lake, you'll actually pick up orgone energy. You know what I'm saying? You'll pick up this orgone. You'll feel calm and relaxed. It's not just the water beating on you. It's actually the word you're hearing. You smell the water, right? You feel the water. You see the water. So it's affecting all your senses. And you're actually calming down. Everybody know how it is. You had a nice long, you had a long day of just running around town. You come home and take that hot shower. Man, it tends to be in the zone afterwards. You know what I mean? You had your feet kicked up. That happened to me the other day on my live stream on my 2 weeks ago on my Patreon. I was sitting there just out of the shower. I said, well, shit, I'm doing a Patreon like this. You know what I'm saying? I had my house coat on, and I was chilling because I just got finished taking that hot shower. And you just be so relaxed. You know what I mean? And also, people know that you'll be in the shower and the greatest idea to come to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You'll have the greatest idea to do something. Some of us need to move more on what we start thinking about. Some of us don't move on it, but it opens up the channels in so many ways, the water element. You know what I'm saying? Because the water element goes with psychic energy as well. So it makes you more psychic at that moment when you're under that water. That's why in my spare time, I actually listen to nature sounds. When I'm writing something, when I'm studying, I like to hear the birds chirping and the water. I like the ones with the water, not just the wind blowing. The wind blowing is cool sometimes. I like the ones with the water, waterfalls and stuff like that. It actually calms me and allows me to open my mind on deeper level. So when you're in the shower, that's what's happening to family. Good. And also the water deals with emotions. That's why when you're upset, you're frustrated, you take that hot shower, you just be calm afterwards. So the water has a way of just calming your energy down. You know what I mean? So the water element is very powerful in that way. That's what's happening when you're in that water element. And I would recommend everybody who's in the shower to get them a shower head that has the, what do you call this thing? The, you know, think about the metals and
the metals, yeah.
Fluoride and stuff like that. You don't want that hitting your melanin. So,
yeah.
But very important, very important.
So what about, how does hot water and cold water affect your consciousness differently when you take a shower?
So cold water puts you in the shower. You know what I'm saying? It allows you to stop what you're doing. Sometimes cold showers, people say it'll lower your blood pressure and do all these things for you. But of course, I don't recommend taking cold showers like that. The hot shower is more relaxing, but the cold shower puts you in a state of like, what's the word? It freezes you to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to use that word. Puts you in a state of, I said shock, but that's the word I use, I guess. Puts you in a state of shock. And the warm water, the other water, allows your emotions to run through. It allows you to calm down. So in my opinion, the hot showers are better, or warm showers are better than the cold showers. But people know when you go, if you super horny or something like that, you take a cold shower, everything just stops. You know what I'm saying? It literally freezes your energy. It stops your kundalini from rising. You know what I'm saying? Like, brother, I'm going to take me a cold shower. That's what happens. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't think I would take a cold shower in my life. But it works. I can tell you it probably works.
Yeah, I always usually end my showers. I start out with the hot water, then I end it with the cold water.
Really?
Yeah, for about
Wow, what does it do for you, brother?
It's like rejuvenating.
Okay.
Like, I feel rejuvenated. It's like
I gotta try that here.
It's like, especially if you wake up in the morning, if you wanna like really be alert, instead of drinking some coffee, just splash some cold water on your face and you feel, you know, it's like a natural weight of adrenaline or something like that. It's definitely, and one of the reasons why I do it, ended my hot showers with the cold water, because I like to teach my body, your body hates doing anything out of its comfort zone. So by me giving it, when I'm about to put the cold water on, all I can hear is my ego saying, no, nigga, please. Nigga, don't do it. We don't have to do this today. Your body is pleading with me. We don't have to do this today. Rick, why are you doing this again? I was like, nah, nigga. Because that same ego tells me, oh, you ain't got to work out today. It always tells me, do that tomorrow. So I recognize that voice. So I teach that voice that it listens to me. I don't listen to it. And cold showers is just one of the way that I train it that, you know, it listens to me. You know what I'm saying?
Powerful. Yeah, it's funny how that stuff works, man. Because I heard a guy on YouTube say, start brushing your teeth with your non-dominant hand.
Yeah, your left hand, yeah.
And he said it wakes up your brain. And I'm telling you, when I did it, man, I was awake faster. You know what I'm saying? It definitely woke up my mind a lot faster. So anybody out there want to try that, definitely give that a try. Brush your teeth with your non-dominant hand. It definitely wakes you up faster.
So I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things I want to teach my son, Brother Yosef, is to be ambidextrous. So you know how the school teaches them to write with either their left or the right? I want my son to use both hands and not just one hand dominant. I want him through life to be able to use both hands equally. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. My brother was born like that.
Oh, yeah?
He could throw footballs with both hands, baseball with both hands, everything, man.
You know, I think a lot more people were born like that, but we're just conditioned. Like LeBron James, he's real good with his right or his left hand. And I think some of us are conditioned to stop using one hand. But I think if we wasn't taught that, we would naturally – because I already noticed my son does it now, so that's what made me say I'm going to make sure he stays like that. So it's interesting that you say that, buddy.
I agree. Wow.
I mean, this is some good times. We are totally reprogramming ourselves, Brother Yosef. And
that's a fact.
And it's going to be a good thing for the next couple of generations. They get to avoid some of the bullshit we had to go through as youth. You know what I'm saying? So,
The world is ending, brother.
Yeah.
The world is ending, man. You know what I'm saying? It's over, man. So, we're going into a whole new paradigm, a whole new level of consciousness, a whole new type of system. You know, that's what we mean when we say world. We're talking about the system we live in. It's over. The money system about to change. Everything's changed. The educational. Most people put their kids in homeschool now. They don't send their kids to school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can go to school right at the computer now. You know, it's funny. You know, I still put my daughter in physical school, but there's no parent-teacher conference now. I remember my mom used to get ready, you know, do her hair. We all, she had switching her purse, no comb in her purse, you know. You messed up, you're going to get popped. We all go to the parent-teacher conference. We sweat bullets, you know what I mean? Now they do the parent-teacher conference right on the video call. You know what I'm saying? We even got to go see the teacher. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally different times we live in.
Totally different, man.
So with in terms of, we talked about you know, the alcohol and in terms of the elements and in terms of marijuana and us lighting that fire to the marijuana. A lot of people say marijuana is like a gateway. They can tap into the spirit world that way. But we all know the marijuana is different now, and we're not getting the same marijuana that was in the 60s or 70s. So what would you say in terms of a magician using marijuana in 2022? What would your advice be?
I would definitely tell them not to, because it's not as pure as it once was, I would tell people not to smoke it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, but if you smoke it, you know, one of my teachers, he would smoke marijuana and say some of the deepest stuff I've ever heard in my life. Mm-hmm. But still, it does open you up to an extent. But, you know, back in the day, people smoked weed, you'd be high for hours. Now, it's like, few minutes, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, that's pretty much it. You got to keep puffing. Mm-hmm. So, I also noticed the Muslim thing is getting bigger right now, and that's also a gateway. You know, I always tell people psychedelics is a gateway to your soul. So, when you take a psychedelic, it actually you go inside your soul and get healed. You can heal yourself that way. So, your soul's in it. You know what I mean? But I talk to a lot of kids to do it for fun because they're going to have a spiritual experience. So, there's nothing wrong with marijuana. But I would recommend people don't smoke it as much today. Work on your spiritual growth. There's nothing wrong with mushrooms at all. But at the same time, I would tell people not to experience the spiritual experience through the mushroom. Try to learn how to do it yourself.
Right.
Because everything you need is inside you. And once you learn how to do it yourself, then you take the mushroom on top of that. You're going to go to a whole new different dimension. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A whole new different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
But, both of those are very powerful
a lot of things that, you know, the health people tell us to stay away from, the magicians, they tend to gravitate toward it. So you see the magicians with the cigars. You'll see them with cigarettes. They'll be smoking tobacco. Like, they into tobacco a lot, the cigarettes, or like I said, the alcohol. So it seems like magicians gravitate toward these things. You know,
yeah, kind of, for ceremonial purposes, they do, especially the tobacco.
Tobacco
is very spiritual. It's like alcohol. It can pull spirits. You know, it can open gateways.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of them start their rituals by smoking a cigar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But they usually don't do it for leisure. They usually do it when they're doing a ritual or they're trying to perform a ceremony, you know? But, yes, if you can get pure tobacco, which is also hard to find today, if you can get the pure stuff, absolutely. You know, because I really believe, brother, there's going to be a time in the future, and I hate to say this like this, but there may be a time in the future, brother, where we may not have all the herbs and spices that we once had.
Mm.
If we do have them, they may not be in pure form.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They might not be in pure form. So, like, say something that people use in the magic a lot, like sage, right?
Mm-hmm.
What will people do is, who always clean their house with sage, if all of a sudden sage is, like, scarce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sage is scarce, and you don't know how to clean your house outside of using elements.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We have to learn about sound and geometry to learn how to cleanse our houses and our energy. You know what I'm saying? We also have to learn how to use the energy and shot air. You know what I mean? And that's why the next book I'm coming out with, that's going to go deeper into this 4D ascension, which is talking about everything you can do inside your body. The new altar is here. You're looking at the new altar, the new quantum altar. And that's what we have to understand.
How to use the earth element, the fire element, outside of using the five elements on our altar to manifest something when everything is right there in your mind. But you know how to pull the energy from your heart, energy from your lungs, from your stomach. That's the new way of magic, fourth dimensional magic.
Let me see that book, Brother Yosef. Let me see that book, man. That book.
Oh, yeah, this is the 40 Ascension Spiritual Workbook. Brother Yosef, shout out to my brother Cosby for doing the photo for me. It's actually an eye, and people are sending to the light, you know what I'm saying? So I believe that's what we're going to next, the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension. So it's the 4D Spiritual Workbook. It's actually only right now. I printed this out. I'm going to give this away in the future for special copies. I'm going to sign these to give away in the future. But this is based on my ebook I got on now. And my new book should be coming out October-ish. You know, I'm trying to do that in October. And that'll be the big book. That'll be the whole full book. But that's what I'm trying to do. So, yeah, that's what we're doing, family. 4D Ascension. That's where we're going next.
Cosby's the tall brother when I seen you in Atlanta, you was with, right? The tall brother?
No, that's the brother you met with, Brother Dreamwise.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that was Brother Dreamwise. Cosby's a friend of mine. He's a graphic designer and stuff, but he likes to be in the cut. He don't like to really be out there like that. You know what I'm saying? That's my type of person. I'm an introvert all day. That's how I am.
You know what I mean? I don't be out much either, my brother.
Yeah. I'm a real introvert, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, people who want to get up with me in Houston, they're saying, brother, Yosef don't leave his house.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not based on fear. When I lived in New York, I was the same way.
Mm.
I could be home all day. But, you know, this is a big state. I got to get out and see stuff. And I have. I've been in a lot of good places. But people hit me up every weekend. Yo, you coming down here? Come to the Alpha. Think about it. I don't go. You know what I'm saying? It takes me time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Indeed. Once again, family, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We got about 2,000 people in the chat. I want to put your Cash App on the screen real quick, Bubby Yosef. I know they messed with your YouTube, my brother.
Yeah.
Well,
it was down for a week. $ Bubby Yosef. Capital B and capital Y. $ Bubby Yosef.
YouTube was down, you say?
Yeah, YouTube was down. I didn't even know it until I was going to surprise people last week and do a YouTube video on a topic I never talked about before. And all of a sudden, they was like, you blocked. And I started researching, figure out why. It was based on the video I did 8 months ago, almost a year ago, 9 months ago.
Mm.
And they said that what I said to the sway the election or something like that. I'm like, what? I was so mad about that. So I'm actually downloading all my videos. I have some of them downloaded. I put them all on the hard drive now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be selling them as a pack in the future so people have access to all my videos, including live streams. And also, I know Rumble is a some people don't know this, but they'll let you transfer your whole YouTube over.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Rumble's a free platform. You say anything you want over there. You know what I mean? So I'm putting a lot of my stuff over there for safe haven as well. You know what I mean? So transferring that over. So yeah.
Yeah, that dude, Andrew Tate, that got banned from social media, he went over to Rumble.
Yeah.
That's how I heard about
it. I like Rumble. They let you, I find a lot of good videos over there you can't find on YouTube. Shout out to Rumble. You know, they're a pretty good platform. And also Library TV.
Okay, that's interesting. Brother Yosef, what would you say to, now, I have a lot of Christians, surprisingly, that watches my channel. Now, the channel name is Black Magic. You would think that scared them off with the name within itself. But they watch. And, you know, I'm thankful for a lot of them watch. Some of them troll, some of them talk shit. But what would you say to, and this is a question I ask often to, you know, the spiritual teachers in the community, what message would you give to them with a show like today where they'll say, you're practicing, you know, it's devilment or it's witchcraft or whatever word they want to use to say that what you're doing or what we're talking about is evil. What would you say to them? What advice would you give to them?
Usually, if a person says that to me in my face, I usually look at them and see if they open to what I'm going to tell them next. You know what I mean? But usually they write me on my YouTube page, I just block them, right? But if I had an opportunity to talk to somebody about that, I would tell them that, first of all, I know that these people are ignorant. They don't really know what they think. And ignorance is based on fear. So when they think the devil, one thing I like to ask Christians, since they say the devil is their enemy, you know what I'm saying? You should know your enemy. That's a fact. You should know your enemy. The Bible even tells you love your enemy, right? But how do you want me to love your enemy if you don't understand? Right? So I ask most Christians, I say, hey, have you ever read the Bible? You know, they eyes get big, they think, oh, you know, I ain't reading there. That's the satanic. I said, but you're supposed to love your enemies. You're supposed to understand. If you're fighting the devil's your biggest enemy as a Christian. You should know how he works. Mm-hmm. At least on a basic level. And when we talk about the same satanic Bible, the end time of the day, we talk about basic level stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you don't get to the basic level, if you don't really understand that, you don't even read that book, I can't even talk to you, brother, sister. You know what I'm saying? Because you understand, it tells you in here, don't kill children and don't hurt animals. It tells you all kinds of stuff in here, right? So I'm not telling you to read it to understand it, but I'm saying you can understand me more if you understand that everything ain't evil. Everything's not based on evil because they don't really, you know, it's hard to talk to these people, brother, because they are ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, they want you to get mad at them. They look at you and say, see, you don't want the problem. How bad you get? I try to find a way to tell them, just tell them you don't understand, brother or sister. You don't understand. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to talk to people like that. It really is. So I usually tell them, I give it. If they open to it, I say, hey, go read this book. Go read that book. Go read a basic book like Spiritual Growth by Shania Roman. My mother, who was a Christian, she's into the Hebrew Israelite faith now, but she was a Christian. I said, get her to read it. She opened her mind and read that book. She said it was a great book, Spiritual Growth by Shania Roman. But I always tell her, Mama, that this book saved my life. This lady, she's metaphysical. She saved my life. She really turned my mind around from depression.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what I was telling them. Give them something easy to read. They refuse. I let them go, brother. Wish them well.
Mm-hmm. Wish them well. Has life been, because I know you was deep in a Christian church at one time. You was about to be a minister or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much was. But, yeah, I was pretty much about to go big time with the ministry. Do that.
Right. What would you say the biggest difference is spirit-wise within yourself from that point in your life to where you're at today, present, 2022?
I love that question, man. Because evidence, spiritual evidence. As a Christian, when I tell y'all I should pray and cry and beg Jesus to appear to me and show me a sign, and nothing would happen. You know, in fact, to think that, you know, and if I would say you saved a wretch like me, I'm a wretch. You do something wrong, you slip up and kiss your girlfriend or something, you're just a low-down, dirty dog. You know what I'm saying? You got to come back and cry in Jesus. And, you know, it's just like you couldn't mess up. So it's like except you in Christianity, the Pharisee religion. You know what I'm saying? No offense to all the Christians out there, but it is because if you don't keep coming back and crying and doing something with it, it doesn't exist. It leads you to come to church and cry and give up your energy every church service. and the bills that you eventually shake to take your energy anyway. So for me, brother, evidence of spirituality, evidence of the spirit. You know what I mean? And, you know, my story started, I didn't start looking at people YouTube videos and reading books. My story literally started of a being that came to me while I was a Christian, I was in church. And he was so interested in me, it made me say that I was like, you know, because I knew this person wasn't Jesus. And for what?
You gotta explain that. You gotta explain. What do you mean a being came to you?
I told this. I don't know if you ever heard this story, but I told this story a lot. That the way I started my spiritual journey, I never read books. I was a Christian in church. I was getting ready to get married in 2007. So in 2006, I moved in with my mother just to stay home, right? So I'm like 25, 26 years old, and I'm in my mother's attic one day, and all of a sudden I opened my eyes, and for the first time in my life, I had an OBE, our body experience. And I'm opening my eyes and standing up, and I'm like, looking around like, man, what? Now I got a little brother that's been at sleepwalk. He used to sleepwalk back in the day. And he didn't do it, open your eyes, he was standing in the doorway looking at me. You know what I'm saying? So I said, maybe I was sleepwalking. So I turned around to get in the bed, and I saw my body dead. So I said, oh, I'm dead. You know what I'm saying? But I started thinking to myself, I treat my neighbor right. I had a good old sanctified life. I'm going to heaven. That's the first thing I started thinking, like, well, I was a good Christian. You know what I'm saying? I was a good Christian. So, you know, that's the first thing I thought. So I said, well, this is Christ. So all of a sudden I turned around, and my mother had a big window in her attic, and I looked through the window, and the sun was coming up. And I looked at the sun as the sun was rising, I saw this circular rainbow. It was like this big in the far distance. Mm-hmm. And it went behind the sun and it came up to my window. And when I looked at it, bro, there was a man who was about maybe 12 feet tall. He was sitting on his golden chair and just looking at me, tapping his leg. It had his head to the side, looking at me like, you know, and I'm looking at him like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Is that you? But I'm looking at him like, why do Jesus look like a man from Indy? Mm. You know what I'm saying? He had the long, curly hair, wavy hair. He kind of looked like me, but he was a skinnier version of me. And he was really tall, sitting on his chair. Long story short, brother, he disappeared off his chair. He was standing up in my room, and he's looking at me, and he looked at me and said, come here, son. And when he said those words to me, brother, it did something to me. It's like he was waking. It's like he had a wake-up call. That's the best way I can explain it. He was supposed to come see me that day so I could wake up and start my journey. And when I went to go touch his hand, I literally touched as much of his hand, and I flew back into my body. When I flew back into my body, the bed was shaking everything when I woke up. And when I opened my eyes, I was like, oh, my God, you know? And I ran downstairs and beat my mother's door and said, Mom, I think I've just seen Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand.
Yeah.
And, but I knew it wasn't Jesus, you know? So it took me on a search to start looking outside of the Bible. And that led me to the path of metaphysics. Because I had to find out who this man was. And later on, I found that he was an Indian deity named Indra, Lord Indra.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that I'm a part of his consciousness. We are all part of the deity's consciousness. Mm-hmm. So I was a part of his consciousness, and I'm pretty much a part of him. You know what I'm saying? He pretty much came to wake me up, brother. And that's how my spiritual journey started. And that's what made me leave church. Nobody hurt me. Nobody did me wrong. Nobody talked about me. My curiosity. Of what else was out there. That burning desire led me out of Christianity. That's what happened.
I never heard that story from you. That is a very interesting story.
Thank you, brother. That's how I started my metaphysical journey, bro. Just having a burning desire. I've never read books before and I didn't care about reading books. You know, that led me out of Christianity. I became obsessed with books, obsessed with information, and that's how I started learning so much, man.
All because of that one experience.
All from that one experience. And that being that I've seen him about maybe 8 more times after that, and at one time I was actually in his body.
That
experience was, I was in a dimension, and I opened my eyes and I looked at a tree. And the best way I can describe this tree, y'all, it looked like a mirror. So this tree, it wasn't metal, but the tree was so bright, you could see a reflection. That's the best way I can explain it. And I looked over at him, I said, oh, this is the thing that came in the years ago, but I'm looking through his eyes. You know, and I turned back around the other way, and that was this beautiful setting with a long picnic table. And on the picnic table, I saw my mother, my brothers, my sisters, And it was, and the second phase just kept going down to the point where I came defeated. Right? It was all my ancestors, all my future nieces, and that's with everybody's at this table, bro. And for some reason, I walked around the table, and I told him, I said, what did I tell all y'all? Did I try to tell them? Now look, here's the evidence. Did I try to tell them? I don't know why I was saying that to them. But they was all at this long picnic table, and I was telling them, didn't I try to tell them? You know what I mean? And they was like, oh my God, look at you. This is the thing. Look at you. That's all they kept saying. And that's the only time I've ever seen myself in a fight.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah, man. Mm. And I believe that everybody, including you, brother, everybody's a part of a deity, a force, a higher force. And we just, and that's why they say, you know, the universe, you will know God. You will know the truth is that you are a part of him. You're part of a God. And the truth is you are a book. Because you are a soul having experience as a human, as a white body, as a God, as everything you want to be, always asking different thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So those are all parts of us.
Indeed. That's powerful, man. Listen, one quick question, because I want to get the Q&A from the people. Well, we're about to pass the hour mark. One quick question I forgot to ask you earlier when you was mentioning the marijuana. A lot of people get paranoid when they smoke marijuana. Now, the paranoia and those negative thoughts that flood your mind, for some people who experience that, is that outside entities trying to influence you because you're open, or is that things that's within your subconscious mind coming out?
I would definitely say it's things in your subconscious mind that's coming out. Talk to you that you may not even understand. Some people are just naturally, they always be on point. You know what I'm saying? You got the people that, no matter where you are, like, I got my father like that. You know what I'm saying? From as much longer I've been my father, no matter what you're doing, look around, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? He just always been like that. I'm like that. Like, for no reason. I'm just naturally super, I don't want to call myself paranoid.
Alert.
I'm alert. I'm alert. Yeah. Super alert, bro. You know what I'm saying? Last night, my daughter, she got a little cough right now. She coughed and hopped out the bed and ran into her room. You know what I'm saying? I can hear her chin dropping to sleep, bro. You know what I'm saying? I can be up. I'm looking around. It's funny because last week, my garage door broke. So I'm sitting in the house with the family. I hear, boom! And I went in there, grabbed the thing, and I ran outside, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't see nothing. You know what I'm saying? But that's how I added on me,
yeah,
as quick as I'd be about it. You know what I mean? Come to find out it was a damn garage. You know what I mean? Garage door. You know what I'm saying? But I try to be prepared for the worst, but I hope for the best. That's how I live my life.
Indeed. I hear you, brother. Y'all got jokes in the chat. They say, oh, Brother Rich love his marijuana. I don't even smoke like that, y'all. Y'all got bad jokes. I'm not. If y'all watch the show, I've said it plenty of times. That's not really my thing like that. I'll do it occasionally, but I'm not. And if I do, I like to sativa, y'all, because I don't like to feel lazy. I'm, you know, I work a lot. I'm very active, so I like to stay focused on what I'm doing, so. Marijuana is not really my thing like that, y'all. So,
I'll tell you something, brother. I actually smoked marijuana maybe 3 times in my life, and I never got high.
Yeah, never.
I was talking about the whole blunt. I had a cousin from Texas one time. He came down with some lime green stuff. You know, I was like 20, 21 years old. And, man, he was like, smoking like this, cuz. I'm choking on. And, bro, never got high. 3 times I tried to smoke, it never got high. So I said, it ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Look, I remember I took too many CBD pills and lost my mind, brother.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, yeah.
What was that like? What you was like? You were seeing?
Oh, man. It was, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say that paranoia comes out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I took too many CBD pills. I got so relaxed, my body started vibrating. And I felt vulnerable because I could feel everything around. My daughter playing a good start. And for some reason, I knew what note she was playing. It was the weirdest thing ever. I knew the note she was playing, and I don't even know how to play guitar.
Wow.
It just opened me up on a whole other level, but I could see negative energy. When I went outside my porch trying to clear my hair, my head, I could see the negative energy around me.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, yeah, you know, boy, we got it. You know, I was like, oh, you know, I started doing all my moves, you know what I'm saying, and trying to block that out. I was so open, bro. I almost lost my mind that night. It was crazy. And that's what I noticed. I have a very strong mind, but that's one of my worst fears. I never want to lose my mind. You know what I'm saying? I never want to be weak-minded or lose my mind. You know what I'm saying? Anything else I could deal with, but lose my mind, all this work I'm going to put up here, I never want to do that, brother.
I could say
that might be one of my fears as well. I could say that I've thought about that. Like, can't do, like, yeah, don't want that.
Right. Right. I don't want to take my one-way trip doing some stuff.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, family, we're gonna take a quick one thing I'm doing now, if you that I'm gonna do more often, I'm gonna take a break after the hour mark and play the ads real quick like I do in the beginning, give Brother Yosef a break, give the family a break, you know, and we'll be right back in 1 minute. We're gonna take some Q&A. Get your questions ready, family. We'll be right back. Y'all got a lot to say in the chat. I hope y'all got some good questions. We're gonna do about 20 minutes of questions, then we're gonna get out of here, y'all. But get your questions ready. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Sacred Tree. This is Stardust Jewelry for the Collective. All of our pieces are spiritually downloaded, handcrafted, and created with the love and healing powers of our set. We pride ourselves on using nothing but the best crystals, 14-karat gold, and sterling silver to highlight the conductivity of this alchemical process. So many superpowers for us to tap into, and the crystals are here to help you. I always say whatever crystal you choose, it chooses you at the same time. It's a symbiotic relationship. So feel free to tap into the sacred tree that life, see what we have to offer. Wow.
It's the numerovational session with King Diamond. Text your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. That's 347-496-1022. And get my book on Amazon now. On Sunday, October 9th, in Stone Mountain Village from 2 to 7 p.m. Papa, I swear crazy ass. The Red Pillar will be in Stone Mountain. Get your tickets through Linktree.com/King Diamond, the numerovator, or text now at 347-496-1022. Get your tickets now.
Hey there. Had a bad dream? I have dreams too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Kayla Petey and the Forest on Amazon today.
All right, let's get to some Q&A, family. I done messed with my beard. I'm gonna get to this one right now that I see. Is it true that all the gods are the fallen demons?
No, I would say no, all the gods are not fallen demons. There are some demonic gods that exist.
Mm-hmm.
But no, all the gods are not fallen demons. Our bodies are of design of a fallen angel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We call them the Anunnaki. But at the same time, the demigods, but no, it's not true that all the gods are fallen. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Lucifer? What's the closest you have?
No, I've never seen Lucifer. And Lucifer is a being that is extremely powerful, as powerful as Archangel Michael, and it's a being of pure light, so... It's a very, Lucifer is one of them, you know, if you understand the study of Enochian magic, you would understand those guys that actually was writing that stuff down, they kind of went crazy from dealing with that many angles of light.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Sometimes the human brain ain't really ready to experience that. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're trying to experience a young child or something that, some hardcore drug. And their biology ain't ready for something that extreme. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how it is trying to see Lucifer. Like, Lucifer is a being of pure light. Like, it's a very hard to invoke Lucifer. I'm not saying it's impossible, but usually when they do it, it's done in circles. It's done in high magic circles where lots of people come together to do that because it's a very powerful being. So, no, I have never seen Lucifer, family.
You know, you just made me think of something when you was talking about that they lost their minds. I know a lot of people that got into this, you know, information, and they went crazy. Like, they just lost it. Like, after five,
yeah.
six, 7 years, they lost their marbles, you know? So,
absolutely, bro. I've seen it. I've seen it so many times. I know a brother calling himself Jesus Christ right now. He used to be, still is extremely intelligent, but he ain't all there. From doing certain types of magic and not really studying it before you use it and not thinking
right.
that it's going to affect you, but it does.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm glad you, that's why I'm glad you use discretion. Like, even when you was talking about the dark elementals earlier, you're like, nah, y'all not ready for this. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, this thing is real, and, you know, you got to be real careful.
Very real. And I'm the person, I just recently fully committed myself to the light. So, darkness is also light. It's just a different type of light.
Yeah.
You got to understand what type of light that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And where that comes from. Because don't get it twisted. The other side, the light side, can mess you up too. I've seen people get messed up by that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Too much light. So you want to be balanced.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Are you in the Order of the Red Dragon?
No.
Can you talk about these ascension symptoms where experience headaches, sick, etc.?
Yeah, those are things that your DNA turning on. By way of your DNA activating and turning on, it's going to cause some things to happen in your body.
Mm-hmm.
You may get, believe it or not, and I'm one of these people that has happened to, things that like birthmarks are popping up on people's bodies. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got the Sirius Star constellation across my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And if you look at my pictures when I was younger, I never had that.
Mm-hmm.
I had literally the three stars of the Sirius constellation across my face. I have star constellations popping up in my body. No luck. You know what I mean? Stuff that was never there before. And this is hearing different types of frequencies in my mind, having different types of dreams, seeing different colors. This is all signs of ascension. And yes, headaches and everything is that your physical body getting ready by way of your DNA turning on and activating.
Okay. Somebody says, what does it mean to be part of a deity?
I'm not really sure what that question means, but I don't know what they mean by that. But I guess
I think they said, because earlier you said that Indra deity, and you was like you're part of the consciousness.
Yes. Because I'm in my physical form right now.
Mm-hmm.
So in this form right now, I'm only a part of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am that. Don't get it twisted. I am that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, because I'm in physical form now, I can only say that I'm a part of it, because I also have a part in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
So until I'm out of my physical body, I could never be fully that. So right now, I'm an aspect of that. Some people call it I forgot the term for it, but avatar. Some people call it an avatar, you know what I mean? But I am an aspect of that being. I didn't choose it. That's just the way it looks. You know what I mean?
Have you ever levitated?
I've seen things levitate. That's all I'll say. I've seen things levitate.
What's a quick money spell? I think I got a block. How you got a block when your name is Wealthy?
So I would say this. I gave this out on my YouTube channel for free. You can get you a gold $100 bill. It doesn't have to be real. I'll get you a picture. You can buy them on Amazon. You can go get you some money. Drawing oil, put the oil on there, and pull it towards you three times while you think about money coming to you. Put rubbing money oil on a dot of it on the bill, and pull it towards you three times. And then stick it in your purse, stick it in your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I gave that away a long time ago. That's a very quick, easy money spell, man.
Okay. Can you talk about extraterrestrials' magic? How do they do rituals?
They do it more on a psychic thing, so it's more mental for them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't use the elements and the earth, air, fire like we do down here. So that's why I'm telling y'all, as we ascend to the 4D, everything has to be up here, mental magic.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to be psychic. You have to learn how to actually work in the astral plane. So it's not so much that they do magic. They just have full access to this. They know how to make things manifest through this. So there are different levels of extraterrestrials that can manifest things at will. And some of them use their magic by way of technology. By way of technology. So they have the technological techno magic is what they call it. They have a techno magic. They use what different levels. I can't say what one does, but some of them do it from a technology perspective, techno magic or techno sorcery. And then some do it literally by having the spells up here, which is the best way to do it, just doing it from your mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How should we honor the elementals in general?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I honor the elementals every day just by letting them know I honor them. You know, letting them know that I honor y'all. But some of the best ways to do it is setting up altars and giving them, what you would call not sacrifices, giving them different types of public or offer, giving them offers. You can set up a fairy altar, you can set up a sylph altar, you can set up a, you know, gnome altar, whatever you want to set up, you can actually give them offerings on these altars. Mm-hmm. In my Patreon, I talk about the different things you can do to give offerings to these beings.
Indeed. Is it possible to have superpowers?
Yes, absolutely. And if you get it, let me say this, keep it to yourself. Or there will be people coming knocking on your door.
What do it mean when someone knows your name, never met this person? Could this be an agent?
That could be a lot of things. Had that happened to me a couple of times. Trust me. It could be the government. It could be, you know, it could be somebody raised spiritual that just psychic and they know you. It could be a lot of things, man. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever activated your macabre?
No, but I'm working on it. And I'm very close.
Oh, hold up. Damn, I just had the question. Hold up this chat. Oh.
And let me say this, too. I haven't done it in this life, but I've done it in previous lives. I've activated my macabre, but I haven't done it yet. I haven't got the full memory of it in this life.
Okay. Would solar energy be considered elemental energy, and how long should we sun gaze?
Yes, because light is the element. Light is the element, one of the elements, past the five elements. And, you know, you should, if you just starting out, you shouldn't sun gaze more than 5 minutes. You know, you should only do it when the sun rises and the sun sets. You shouldn't do it when the sun is high in the sky. I got black eyes. My eyes are black. I could do it too. I could look directly at the sun. Doesn't mean it's the best type of sun for you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If you study the Dzogchen Buddhists, who really where this secret science come from, the Dzogchen Buddhists will tell you, if you study their works, that when it's a good time, look at the sun. You know what I'm saying? That's the root of where this science come from, the Dzogchen Buddhists.
Okay. Do you understand the power of 369 and 333?
To a degree, but I don't really understand what they mean. Are you seeing those numbers repeatedly or, you know, I understand what that means. I'm just going to add it up to a numerological sequence. But, yeah, I do understand that thing.
What ways can you develop your psyche if books aren't helping?
The first thing you want to do, family, is you want to start working on your water element. Okay, you'll start working on your water element. And you want to start learning how to lucid dream. These things will help you develop your psyche. You want to learn how to start lucid dreaming. And the reason why I say that is because when you start to do that, if you start to stay awake in your dreams, you're going to have people that can teach you things. In the spirit world, you could bring that stuff back with you. That's just a fact. You know what I mean? And that's really where the secret science is. The book's only going to take you so far. And magic, trust me, I know. The next level you need to do, when the books don't show you nothing, I keep repeating things in books now. The next thing you want to do is you want to learn how to astral travel, lucid dream, and you want to get information from the fourth dimension. The astral plane.
Okay. Can you explain synchronicity?
That could be explained in a lot of ways. Synchronicity is just you lining up with something. You know what I'm saying? It could be a ritual that you're trying to do to lure your message. You drive down the street and you see the circus in town, you start seeing elephants. You know what I'm saying? Synchronicity could come based on what you're trying to achieve. You know what I mean? That's kind of what synchronicity could be, what it is.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a show on that in the near future, family, synchronicity. I think that's a powerful subject that, like Brother Yosef said, you could go so many ways, but it's something that needs to be discussed more in our community, so y'all could stay tuned for that. Let me see. When I sun gaze, I see the Malachim. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. What does this mean?
That means that, first of all, just from looking at the picture, I can tell you have angelic energy. So what you're doing is you're seeing the angelic energy that's around the sun, the Malachim scripts. That's what she's talking about, the angelic scripts. Mm. And you can see those in the sun. That's a fact. So shout out to you. I've never heard nobody else say that. They've seen it. I've heard people say a lot of things in the sun, but that's very powerful. So you're seeing the aspect. So you need to be studying everything about angels, man.
That's
your
not,
consciousness is telling you that.
That's not the bio. You had the book before, and I bought it. I didn't even read it yet because I moved. biophoton. You know what I'm talking? What was that?
Oh, the biogeometry.
Biogeometry. That's not. That's yeah. Is this the same thing?
No. This is something totally okay. different. The Malachan script is an angelic script.
Okay.
It's an angelic script that you can literally go out, put an Malachan script on Google and it'll show you the whole script of the angelic scripts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's seen.
All right. Do you think it's wise to close portals in a new home after moving in?
Yes, it's very wise. It's very wise to do that. And one of the best ways to do that is to use a selenite wand, and you can actually close the portals with that by pointing the wand towards the portal. And that's the thing, you got to know where the portal is at. You can't think it's in the room, but you got to know exactly where it's at. But one of the best ways to close it is you can do an Oregon blast like we talked about earlier. And if you live in a two-level house, I would recommend doing it on both levels or three levels. Or you can actually create a crystal grid, a selenite crystal grid in your house, and that will also help close the portals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What does it mean to get your period every full moon?
That's interesting. So it's every full moon you get a period. That's interesting.
Synchronicity,
you know,
lotus flower.
That's the best way I can say it. Synchronicity. You know, you got your stuff syncs during a full moon, and I'm pretty sure you're probably a moon child. I look to see your chart. You're most likely a moon child, and you probably the moon. I would say the moon is probably your friend. You might want to start studying all forms of moon magic. That's what I would say. But definitely synchronicity. You know what I mean?
How can we make our intuition louder so we don't miss its warning in the moment?
That's good. Learning how to trust it.
Yeah.
So when your intuition, everybody has an intuition. Some people are more powerful, but we don't trust it all the time. You know what I'm saying? In relationships, in business moves, and when we walking around, we don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, learn how to trust your intuition. Take a chance on small things first when it's telling you something. Take a chance and see if it works. Then once you learn how to hear that and feel that energy when it's telling you something, that's how you get your intuition more stronger. I've learned how to trust mine for sure.
Excellent. What was the deity that Bobby Emmett was talking about, Sophia's son, that's powerful than Yaldabaoth?
I think they got that story a little bit twisted because Yaldabaoth, because I think he was talking about Kango, which was like the male version of Sophia that she projected when she wanted to reflect herself. I don't want to say he's more powerful than Yaldabaoth, but apparently that's her son through them, Yaldabaoth. So I don't know if Bobby Hinn ever said that this deity is more powerful than Yaldabaoth, but that's, I think they're talking about Kingle, the male version of Sophia.
What is the most powerful crystal combination for removing entities and for unlocking psychic centers, in your opinion?
Okay, well, first of all, that's two different things. I can't give you one that's going to work for both of them, but for removing entities, a crystal combination, you want to get a grid and you want to get a pyrite, right? Pyrite is very powerful. It's out of, well, we talked earlier in the show about iron. Pyrite has a lot of iron inside of it. They also call it fool's gold, right? But so if you want to spread that frequency of iron out to get rid of negative entities, you want to get five crystal pointed quartz crystals and point them away. Make sure your quartz crystals are charged in the sun, they're clean and everything. You want to point them away from the actual pyrite. And that's a very powerful thing for that. As far as unlocking psychic centers in your body, I hate to say this because it can actually open you up a lot, but the black tektite is a very powerful opener, and it can actually allow you to even talk to extraterrestrials. So I would say tektite, but also a regular crystal, a quartz crystal, if you know how to charge it correctly.
Okay. Are people who are born as cusp, water and fire sign, are they more strong in magic?
No, I wouldn't say so. My wife is a cusp. Like she's right between Aquarius. I'm sorry, Aquarius and Pisces. She's a Pisces though, but she has a lot of Aquarius attributes. So she's a cusp. I won't say they're more powerful magically. No disrespect towards my wife, but you know what I'm saying. But I wouldn't say they're more powerful magically. You know.
Indeed. some good foods for astral projection?
I don't want to say there's good food for it, but I always tell people don't eat. If you want to astral travel at night, better don't eat. Or don't eat a couple hours, like maybe six, seven hours before. But I told y'all before, what's that herb always give?
You're the guy with the gun, the person who would do anything to protect the ones you love. But did you know you could go to jail for simply doing the right thing to keep your family safe?
Or give away Kairataki?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all can go to Mental Alchemy and get that, mentalalchemy.com. Kairataki's great. You know what I'm saying? And also trace mineral drops.
Keep asking about this solar flash. What are Brother Yosef's thoughts about the solar flash?
What solar flash are you talking about?
I have no idea.
But I know solar flashes can be very powerful because they can upgrade your DNA. But every time you have a solar flash, it's affecting DNA without a shadow of a doubt.
Is something supposed to happen September 24th? People keep bringing up September 24th.
Not that I know of.
Family, what y'all talking about? Y'all be talking about September 24th. What y'all talking about? What y'all done read up on now on the internet that y'all fascinated with? Let me know. In the meantime, do you know Phoenix Magic?
The best thing I can say about that, family, is that the secret behind Phoenix Magic is Kundalini. So really, the Phoenix is really the Kundalini energy. The Phoenix that rises from the ashes, the lower chakra. So if you want to get deeper into Phoenix Magic, you study the Kundalini energy. And if you really want to know what that is, yes, the Indian form of the Hindu magic will take you deeper into that Phoenix magic. But it's really, when you get into it, it's talking about cosmic energy. That's what the Phoenix is. The Phoenix is the cosmic bird. And they're talking about Kundalini energy.
What does it mean when you see a group of 15 or 20 stars traveling together in the sky?
You're probably seeing a ship. They moving, they traveling. First of all, they 20, 15 stars. They moving, they travel. They not stars. they definitely a ship. And you know, it's funny because I showed my mother the other day this Hebrew guy, he was on the news. He called the ship from the sky. Oh praise Yahweh! And he called the ship. The ship came right out of the sky. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Some of us can do that. That's still on YouTube. If y'all want to look that up, but yeah, some people can do. They can literally. And he did us on national news. They trying to make fun of us, but he called one right out of the sky. You know what I'm saying? So they real. They up here. That's a ship, man. You saw a ship for sure.
Have you ever encountered the giant long-limbed blue being?
Once. And you're talking about the Venus of Sirius. And I just did a video about that on my Patreon yesterday. So that's crazy that you bring that up. The Venus of Blue Venus of Sirius. And what those beings really are is they really are beings that have achieved their makaba or their light body by way of solar gazing. So they did it with different stars. That's why they're blue. Our sun, our star is yellow. So if you achieve a makaba to our sun or a light body, and your light body is probably going to be yellow or white or golden. But they have a different star, blue stars. Some stars are purple. Some stars are green. You know what I mean? So however way you choose to do it, that's pretty much how you're going to absorb their energy. So that's where those beings are. They're pretty much ascended beings from Sirius.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Shout out to beings from Sirius. All right. It's going to take about four more questions, then we're going to get out of here, family. I just seen one. Questions in chat moving so fast. All right, let's go to Yaya. Yaya wants to know, who are the tall purple robe beings?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I've heard about those beings, but I don't know who they are, family. I'll be honest. I do not know who they are. They have never come to me, but I have heard people talk about it before.
Can you put cash money on your altar?
Yeah, depending on what type of altar it is. I wouldn't put it on your ancestor altar. I wouldn't put it on a deity altar. I would put it on your altar for yourself. I do believe in deifying yourself. So I believe in you can put it on there for yourself, and it will help you draw it to you a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. are the fallen ones really us that have fallen from our consciousness?
Yes. Yes, we are the fallen ones. That's the truth. And our body is a design of the fallen ones.
Mm.
That's actually what the human body is. It's a design that was given to us because the, even the Anunnaki, their bodies are fallen. They're fallen angels. That's really what they are. You know what I mean? So they have fallen, and they designed us after them. So as perfect as this thing looks, this body looks, as perfect as it looks, it's the body of a fallen being. So, yes, we are the fallen in some aspects. We are the fallen. Or the Titans.
Hey, you still doing consultations, Brother Yosef? You still?
I kind of slowed down on that. I'm not doing it right now. No, I will start it up probably towards the end of this year again. But right now, I got too much. I'm still trying to get settled here. I got too much going on. Yeah. But eventually, I will start back up.
Okay, okay. Because I see how you be knocking out these questions. I'm like,
I did consultations 4 years straight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking a break from it for a minute.
That's probably draining.
It is, brother. I did hour consultations. So sometimes I do five consultations a day. I never went past five, but four or five consultations a day. You know what I mean?
Yikes. Wow.
What's your Patreon? If you Patreon, you can get a consultation. But sorry that I'm doing.
What's your Patreon again? For the people who,
Grow Yosef on Patreon. Grow Yosef.
All right, two more questions, then we get out of here, family. Let's see what y'all talking about. What does it mean when you frequently experience sleep paralysis?
What that means is that you are, it can mean a lot of things, but mostly what it means is your astral form is not all the way back in your body. So you are waking up, or you're trying to wake up before your astral form is back in your body, so you can't move yet. You know what I mean? Sometimes it could be a beam trying to stop you from getting back in your body. But 9 times out of 10, it's usually you're waking up before your actual form is back in your body. You know what I'm saying? Just like sometimes when you're scared, you have a nightmare, you can't wake up right away. Because as quick as your body, your fourth dimensional body fall back in your body, sometimes you don't do it fast enough. And you'll try to wake up in your sleep and you can't. But eventually you wake up.
Last question. What form of magic should I tap into being a fairy? And what do you know about fairies? Peace and blessings.
Just talk about that also on Patreon. I even gave out books for it, some stuff like that. What magic? So you should try to tap into fairy magic. You should try to learn about the fairy kingdom. They are real. They're very real. You should try to learn about that. You know, I even talked about how the mushroom, you know, when you see a mushroom in your yard, it's crazy. Because down here in Texas, I got mad mushrooms around my house for some reason. But when you have a circle of mushrooms in a circle, that's literally a fairy portal right here. And usually when you see a mushroom in a circle, and I did a lecture with my father in North Carolina 2 weeks ago, about three weeks ago. And somebody from my Patreon showed up, and they was like, hey, you know, look at this picture. What is this? And I was like, man, I've never seen it in person. And they literally had this in their backyard as a group of mushrooms in a circle. And I said, do you have a lot of dragonflies? They said, yes. It's a fairy portal. And dragonflies are also a sign of fairies as well.
Mm. Just want to squeeze in one more super chat question. What does it mean when we just appreciate y'all?
It means you just appreciate us, I guess, you know, and I appreciate you too, fam. I appreciate you too, you know what I'm saying? You know, we could have been family in the past life. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But if you just appreciate, I just appreciate some people, so I understand what you mean. But it means you just appreciate me. You got love, and I appreciate you back, fam. Appreciate you back.
Hey, Brother Yosef, give the people, I want to thank you once again for joining the channel tonight, my brother. Magnificent show, as always. We all learned something tonight. Leave the people all your contact information so they can get at you when they want to.
Yes, fam. I'm not doing any consultations, but every now and then I do answer a question or two on, which I get tons of them every day on my email. newlifetools@gmail.com. You can also check me out on YouTube, New Life Tools. I'll be on Rumble very soon. It's Brother Yosef on Rumble. I think it's called The Real Brother Yosef or something like that. I'll let you guys know. And then you can hit me up on my Patreon, which I'm on every 2 days, sometimes every day, depending on how I'm feeling that week. But I'm on there every week for sure, a couple times a week. And I'm on Patreon, Brother Yosef. You can also type the New Life Tools on Patreon, and you'll find it, Brother Yosef. And that's how y'all can reach me. Thank y'all for all y'all love and support.
appreciate you guys.
Indeed. Once again, family, Black Magic 363, Brother Yosef from New Life Tools. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We still got over 2,000 people in the chat. I want all y'all to enjoy the rest of y'all Friday night. Now y'all got to go. We getting out of here, family. Appreciate y'all.
Right.
We out of here.
Peace. Peace and love, family.
All right.
I am the element, one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
I am the element,
one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
I am the element,
one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I was sent to assist you. There ain't nothing we can't get through. All the elements are inside you. All of this here to guide you. I've been trying to keep it solid, grounded to the core. Tell me that I got it, I'm just being honest. That is all I want. Honesty and understanding is a no to take. If we build on this, how could we break? Jump into the lake, purify your body. I just wanna help, don't wanna hurt nobody. This is for your benefit, I dare you try me. I've been talking, but are you awake? If you can't hear me, then you stupid thing. We all got demons that we got to shake. We all got the power to clean our slate.
I am the element,
one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
I am the element,
one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
I am the element,
one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I swear this heaven on earth, your bad energy is a curse. Living life without knowing our worth. Finding myself daily always on thirst. Cleansing out all my chakras. The true power lives inside of us. On a mission, got no time to fuss. Law of attraction, don't deal with luck. Pure vibrations can vibe with us. You want the drama, but we want the love. That can't keep us down, cause we so far above. The cosmos, my makeup, we are the creators. We've been here for ages, just reincarnated. Adjusting my thoughts, now I'm feeling connected. You do for yourself, then they calling you selfish. I am that I am, become one with these elements.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element, one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight, can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water, yeah, you feel the elements, time to get in zone. I'm one with the sun all day, at night time I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies, mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now, cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounding while I'm levitating. This is healing music, yeah, we medicating. Meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother nature got me out here celebrating, cause
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
I am the element,
one with the element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the
element.
I am the element,
one with the
element.
I am the element,
becoming one with the element.
Royalty. All right, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of World Rising Information. I'm your host, Harut 7 Oracle. And I appreciate them brothers. You know, Brother Rich and Brother Yusuf, you know, those are two brothers that I definitely look up to. You know, Brother Rich with his radio show alignments as far as getting everybody together. And, you know, he's actually someone who I modeled after, you know, when creating Enhancing Awareness Radio. Because they was all on Blog Talk first, and then they went to different things because Blog Talk was tripping, which I understand. But, yeah, shout out to them brothers. I appreciate that information. Great information, guys. This is Rural Rising Information, kind of pop-up shows where I do, where I'm feel driven to you know, come in and share information, guys. So the link is going to be Black Magic TV, Black Magic 363, I believe, Black Magic 363. Anyway, I'm going to post the YouTube link in the show notes. I'm going to post a YouTube link in the show notes, guys. But, yeah, remember your mind is your one, you know what I'm saying? So this is meditative information, you know, so I'm not going to do much talking. I'm going to close out the podcast with, you know, your mind is your one, you know what I'm saying? So both links are going to be in the show notes. And, again, definitely appreciate you guys. Please join me. I'm going to be doing a podcast at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. I'm on every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here on the Hanson Awareness Radio. And, yeah, join me. What is Sister Myra, another Black Magic TV, Black Magic 363. I keep saying TV. Black Magic Station, guys. Everything, all the resources to go to that channel, you have to go to that channel, you guys. Subscribe, like, subscribe to their Patreon, all of that. You know what I mean? All right, guys, I'm out. But your mind is your one. Join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. All right, guys, till next time. Peace.
Techniques you are learning. Many Europeans would pay me big dollars to teach them what I'm teaching you. You'd be surprised. Who's into our stuff? Very, very surprised. There's a book that's no longer published that I saw many, many years ago in New York in a small little curio bookstore. It was called Magic in Wall Street. An orange cover. Be surprised to come to the African. A little extra boost. Okay? So, we're going to start by invoking our egg, our ancestors, to overlook our work, Ashe, and to empower our work, so we may rise in honor of your grandmamas and granddaddies. Standing is a sign of respect. So please tune in to their hard work, their back-breaking labor, their struggle and desire to survive, and that caused you to be here today. Ibashe Odudumar, we praise Supreme Being. Ashe. Ibashe Boboy, we praise all the African angels. Ibashe Eshu, Eshu, which we praise the divine trickster. May he trick us into our higher consciousness. May she grow to the heights of the ancestors' heaven. We praise all the noble and righteous ancestors, those who sat at the feet of the Supreme Being on earth and do so now in heaven. To all the Egun, who were priests and priestesses, those who preserved the mysteries and the connections to heaven for us today. Ibashe to all the Africans buried in Mother Africa's soil. May your bones radiate your knowledge and wisdom, Ashi. Ibashe to all the Egungun
who were taken from Mother Africa, those who were stripped of their families, their beloveds, their children, their grandparents, their lives, their motherland. May we look back and say, never again. Ibashe to all those who are placing those ships of wickedness, those that took us from all the land, to those who were pushed overboard, killed, brutalized, treated inhumanely. May their bones in the Bahá'u'lláh Lukumashi rise forth and chatter with our tale to the world.
Different tongues,
different colors, different shades of brown. Realize we are one. Ashi.
Ashi.
In fact, I beg the Egungun to enforce our understanding that we are one despite external differences. Ashi.
Ashi.
Ibashe to all the Egungun, Native Americans, those allies of ours, those kindred spirits who look over us and still do, giving us their love, their support, and their medicine. May you rise, Ashi.
Ashi.
Ibashe to all the Africans who built North America. May we receive what is our just due, honor, respect, and wealth, Ashi.
Ashi.
May we demand honor, respect, and wealth for ourselves, Ashi.
Ashi.
Ibashe to all those in this room, all the ancestors who are standing behind you. May you recall that you are not alone, that behind you stand long lines of spirits and supporters. And may you not forget this, and may you turn to them in your hour of need, and may you honor them with love, memory, and ritual. Ashi.
Ashi.
Ibashe to this site, this store. May Umma and her husband and family bless Ashi for their hard work, their sacrifices and labor to make this flower bloom. Ashi.
Ashi.
May we have wisdom, the green rays of heaven, Ashi.
Ashi.
Prosperity, plenty of it, overwhelmingly so, rolling in money, Ashi.
Ashi.
And may we start by opening our consciousness to the universe of abundance. Ashi.
Ashi.
What I cannot show you, be shown to you by heaven. What I cannot speak, be spoken to you by the Spirit. What I cannot reveal, be revealed to you by your higher consciousness. May love, support, brother and sisterhood, and forgiveness be amongst us. Ashi.
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 I remind you, simple sprinkling of water. Say, simple sprinkling of water looks deceivingly unassuming. But water is shot with power. It's a great mystical force. Neither solid nor air. Somewhere in between, like spirit. Right? Who did their homework? Let's see. Let me arm my bow. Who did not do their homework? Practicing, meditating, using your mind's eye. I should read it into me this. Who did not practice, who was here last week? Shame, shame again, right? Raise those hands higher so we can all make fun of you. You must be treated as you present yourself, huh? That's fair, right? Right, that's fair. Ashi. Now, we discussed last week and each week the Oga-Eshu. The Oga-Eshu is the magical wand of the trickster within you. That magical wand is your mind. Your mind is your wand. It is the one thing you can always control. You can always decide your thought patterns. Yeah? You can decide evil thoughts, good thoughts. That's up to you. You can see the half glass full, the glass half full, or half empty. That's on you. And I dared you to see the glasses half full. Right? To see your children as little divine beings. Your enemies as people training you to develop your spirituality. Right? People like that radiate a certain aura. what we call the thought sphere, right? A certain positive force comes from them, and you're drawn to them. The goddess Ajie favors people who are very optimistic. I'm telling you, she likes people who are sunny side up. No matter what's happening, they find the sunny side of that thing. They can be on their deathbed, and they've been controlling other people, their beloved family members. They're not worrying about what's happening to them. Huh? But that takes what? Responsibility. Right? You must take responsibility for your wand, for your own mind. I can't do that. Orisha can't do that. Olo Jumare cannot do that. That's on you. So, let's write a magic word on the board. Oh, such a dangerous word. That's all right? Responsibility. I hear why, right?
Responsibility.
Yeah. Accountability. See, the spirits tell me things about the next coming class before it occurs. Things to focus on and pin down. They say the village is not taking enough responsibility for their thoughts. You're not pushing hard enough to change your thought body. You're still falling into the habit. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll think positive tomorrow. I'll affirm myself next week. Right? You have to understand. You know last class I mentioned quartz crystals? That you shouldn't be using them. Don't be wearing quartz, don't have it around your house. Wrap them in silk and put them away somewhere. That's clear quartz crystals only. Clear quartz is not physical. It is vibrates faster than light. It is liquid light, actually. According to the sacred teaching. It represents Olodumare's mind. A clear quartz is as clear as heaven's mind. When you wear them or have them around you, they amplify thought. Good thought, bad thought. What some call the straight path thoughts or crooked thoughts, crooked mind. So, unless you are in command of your thoughts, you should not be wearing those things, using them, because you may harm someone. A quartz crystal is hexagonal. There are some seven-sided quartzes, but most are six-sided.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. The human aura is hexagonal, six-sided. When a beam of light comes through, a photon comes through one side, facet of a quartz, it doubles to two. That's like glitters, sparkles up. It becomes two beams. When it hits another facet, it becomes four beams. It amplifies. The human aura is shaped like a hexagonal form, like a beehive. By the way, if you don't like bees, you're allergic to them, you want them to leave you alone, it'll work. Visualize yourself in a six-sided figure. They will leave you alone. They won't find you threatening. Try it. I'm working on that, believe me. Those who know me know I'm working on that one.
So you think of the dimension of a flat on top.
Mm-hmm.
And the back.
One. 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 6 on the bottom. Right? When you have thought, I'm giving you a little suddenly mentioned metaphysical here. This is you in the center. The cause. You send a thought out. That thought hits a facet of your aura and doubles. Then it throws another part of your aura and quadruples. Then hits another part and octaves. You see? Eventually you create a net of consciousness around you. If you have dark rays, you draw dark things to you. This is a force field, a field of force, mental force. Positive thoughts draw positive things from the universe. So you have to take responsibility for how you're thinking. And how do you know how you're thinking? Show me your life. If your life is fulfilled, prosperous, joyous, peaceful, then I will assume you are thinking fulfilling, prosperous, joyous thoughts. Wherever your life is stuck, change your thought about that area of your life. Watch it change. But no one seems to believe, or very few believe me when I say it's so simple. They want rituals and drums and herbs and chickens and goats. You can have, you'll do it if you like. But thoughts rule. And that you can always control. Let's demonstrate the power once again, because I must keep repeating this when they keep telling me. You watch the news, it gives you frightful thoughts, right? Danger, threat, harm. Reading the papers. Don't look at the news before you go to sleep. Don't do it. Because this is happening. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm a high priest, a metaphysician, who studies the science of spirit. I am telling you, if you project these thoughts into yourself, they will amplify. Eventually, you'll draw yourself into an accident. Right? If you're thinking about it, you draw yourself right into it. You want crystal clear thoughts, where light goes right through, like a quartz crystal. Right? Some of you may have those cloudy quartzes. Guess what that will do? Cloud your thoughts. Leave them alone until you get solid, okay? I'm going to wave Eshu's magic wand, the Oga Eshu. Recall, the Oga Eshu does what? Draws anything it needs instantly from the universe. And the Orisha, the god, the angel Eshu, can draw something to him instantly. When you pray to him, you can make things happen instantaneously. He's like Quicksilver, very fast. So, assume. No, I'm speaking in octaves and tones now. Break up and chant, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm past puberty. I'm charging my age. I'm definitely past puberty. That should be happening. Okay. Positive and negative. Okay? What we call in Yoruba, the front and the back. Right? The front is the positive. The back is the negative. Positive, we'll start with the negative. Start with the negative. Some thoughts that we generate in our crystal sphere. Okay? You're the crystal. Believe me, you're the crystal. When you're clear, you generate light like a crystal. Be a conduit of light. It takes many years of training, though. Many, many years. But sometimes your thoughts control you. And if you're wielding a crystal, you harm someone else. That's big karma. Big old karma. Believe me. Okay?
So you're in kindergarten of thought training, 101. And if you can't make it through a week, I will hide every crystal in heaven, great earth here from you. If you can't go 1 week commanding your thoughts, how can you handle others? A day. Yes.
Before I'm saying this class, I would do this all the time when I would grow up. If a bad thought would come in my mind, I would chastise myself for thinking about it, and I would get it out of my mind immediately.
How? By doing what?
I would push it away. I would think about something positive. And if I keep, I've done this. I've tried to see how long I can keep a negative thought out of my mind.
That's the trick. Remember this one?
I'm saying I naturally would do that without anybody ever telling me that.
I see. You must have learned that somewhere then. Past life or somewhere in your experience.
I guess I would say.
Negativity is like gravity. It has weight to it. It's heavy. Right? Positivity is light. It kind of floats. Is it easier to fall down the stairs or to walk up the stairs? Much easier just to be negative. Life will support that very quickly. It takes effort, sweating, to climb. We will accept no lazy Africans of thought. I'll give one more example before I move on with this exercise I'm going to do. In 1970s, many medicine people, healers, and priests began simultaneously receiving visions of destruction of North America, of the East and West Coast being devoured by the sea gods. Just these dreams were happening. Right? Elders gathered and said, we must change this. We hope we can change this before it's too late. The sea mother said, your thoughts and emotions are so destructive, I must reflect you by destroying you. I will show you what you are like to me. I'm going to take half of your great country, two sides. We elders gathered, chanting, praying, invoking, clearing our crystals as elders, our minds clear. In the mid-80s, we received spontaneously visions from certain based upon traditions. But a certain spirit would come and say, it is done. We weren't sure if it would work. We were taking a risk. But we changed the thought sphere of the area, appeasing that spirit. So don't worry, move to California. Yep. Don't worry about it. She said, I won't eat it now. I'm not hungry anymore. You fed me. We changed the thought through prayer and incantation, sending out a new energy from our clear mind, sparing many, just a few elders. You see? So you can change stuff by changing your thoughts. Few believe us. We keep saying it. And we'll keep saying it. Huh? All right, so let's have you wave your wand of Eshu, your mind. Let's talk about belief. Right? I'm going to give you some negative, weighty, heavy, gravitational belief. Then I'm going to use the magic spell of the opposite word. Reverse the negativity. One belief. Only cheats get ahead in life. Do you believe that? Only if you're sneaky, rotten, and backstabbing, you really get ahead.
helping people get ahead in life.
Honesty gets me ahead. What's the rule of the spell? Whatever you say, you're right. Remember that, right? If you say I'm nobody, you're right. If you say I'm somebody, you're right. There's never enough time to get done everything done in my day. Versus, I have all the time I need to get everything done gracefully. I should be able to do it all by myself. Versus, I can ask for help when I need it. People don't like to see my emotions. Versus, people are supportive of my emotions. If you walked around believing people support my emotions, you read that thought, it will amplify twice, 4, 8, 16, and draw to you that reality. Whites have all the good breaks in life. I got you there, right? Versus, blacks have great breaks too. Think about it. Make it so.
Yeah.
Black people have great breaks too. You start to see it, right? You start to perceive it, huh? Men are all dogs.
Stop feeding the alpha.
Good response. She said, stop feeding the alpha. Clever, clever. Very good answer. Versus, men can be generous and loving. Right? Now you're going to do it for me. I'm going to give you the negative thought, you give me the positive. Practice makes perfect. It is safer not to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. I'll say it again. It's safer not to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. Who wants to take a dive into the light? Yes.
You never know until you try.
You never know until you try. Give yourself a shot. Anyone else? It's not safe. It's not safe to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. It's safer to not confront. That way I don't get hurt. If I don't confront you, I won't get hurt.
If you don't confront someone, it's safer to confront someone because you're going to get hurt again because they're going to keep doing the same thing over and over.
Okay. That'll work. That'll work. Yes. And I can take it. I see. Use your wand.
No one can help me unless I allow them to confront it. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
No one can hurt me unless I allow it. That's how masters think. That's very high in the crystal realm.
Every bit of our time. The way it was said that you are not a victim, you cannot become a victim unless you allow yourself.
Unless you choose to. Now, someone can say to me, well, I do get hurt though. I mean, the person was rude and nasty and just attacked me. And if I wanted to be profound with you, I'd say attacked who? Who are you? They attacked your ego? Oh, your ego was hurt. Okay. Is that you? Ah. Or are you an infinite divine being beyond pain and pleasure? Watching your ego get hurt. My ego's getting beat up. Ooh. That's how masters live. They think because you're a master, you go up some mountain somewhere, you become some reckless. No. You watch yourself now and you enjoy the play. Ooh, look at me being cursed out. Look at me crying. Look at me having fun. And you watch yourself. You're totally disengaged. You can't hurt me. Ah. Very good. You're getting good. Here's one. You know, I should take care of everyone else.
I should take care of myself.
That's a good one. I should take care of myself. I should bathe myself first. Me first.
Follow, follow.
Free your mind, as in both ways. And the rest will follow. I can take care of myself best. Here's a good one. Everyone's out to get me.
Everyone's out to help me.
If you walk through life really chanting that, everyone's out to help me. You're out to help me, you're out to help me, you're out to help me. You will see the help come. Even when they're harming you, you will see the help in the harm.
In your book, Prosperity,
yes.
Secrets,
yes.
Everyone and everything prospers.
Ashe. Everyone and everything prospers me now. Your nasty comments are prospering me. Mm-hmm. Your evil eyes prospering me. That only happens to those who take accountability for their thoughts. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it overwhelms you. Everyone's out to help you. Think about that. Let's take a moment on that one. Think of everyone in your life. Your mom, your dad, your kids, your friends, your partners, your enemies, your boss. Look them in your mind's eye and say, you're out to help me. Think of someone you hate you can't stand. In your mind's eye, say, you're out to help me. Someone tell me how they see that person helping them now. How do you see that being true? Someone tell it. Yeah.
Well, I had a boss that I had to continue getting into confrontations with, but it helped me understand how well I can fight.
I see. So the fight taught him his strength. When we sing to Eshu in Yoruba, the little shuffler, Eshu always shuffles when he comes. He stands on one foot like this. Yeah? He likes to wink a lot when he comes. We say, Modupe Eshu. Thank you, trickster. We always thank him, saying, thank you for showing me I need this experience to learn a new power of mine. You get burned so bad, it's disgusting. You better say thank you for showing me my naivete. Thank you for the lesson. The next time, I don't repeat it. Oprah show called it gratitude. We say, Modupe. Everyone's out there to help me. Say it.
Everyone's out there to help me.
Think what you just said. Just think about it. Say it again.
Everyone's out to help me.
They're out to help you. They're resolved to help you. One more time. Three of the charm.
Everyone's out to help me.
Think of the people who you thought that wasn't true for. And you'll see help come. That's the power of the wand. Okay? But how do you get this? You practice. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. Right? Okay. I never had any luck. I never win anything.
You called the net on your tail.
You're right. And then you can explain it, how that really works. I always have lots of luck. Every day and every way. I have luck all day for me.
Luck. Lots of luck.
Wherever I go,
there's luck, like my shadow. Right? My mailbox is painted gold. Those who've seen my house, I spray painted that stuff gold. I went to a class on the feng shui with some,
love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah, love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
talking together. Love that. And the moan for love.